Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's the Big Foodies back for another episode. We're coming at you live from the Big E's Marco's Kitchen Studio. BB Shea here, Big E here, Matt right there. And today, you know, we're going to try some, we're saving you some money today, and we're going to save you some options. So today we're going to talk about the best items from the Taco Bell value menu.
Yep.
Yeah. Got about six. I thought there was going to be a lot more. I was expecting to order like 12 things.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty small menu. Yeah. And actually, I think I've had them all at this point.
I don't know why I thought there was going to be like 15 different Doritos, tacos or whatever, but it's only six things, which is nice and concise.
Yeah.
So we got everything here, and we're going to try them out and
Matt,
give our opinions
the,
on them.
The distributor?
Sure. I have no idea what any of these things are.
Neither do we.
I mean, I know what this is.
We can pop that right off.
Yeah, let's do
that. That's nachos and cheese.
Nachos and cheese.
Do you like their cheese?
I don't typically get their cheese.
Really?
No.
I'll tell you what I do.
Get,
I think,
like their...
And we might have done a try a Tuesday.
Yeah,
on
we
it.
Did the nacho fries.
I like the nacho fries.
They're not bad.
Taco Bell's cheese has been just a part of my entire life, basically. When I was a kid, this is what I used to get.
I mean, it's your standard melted cheese with a little bit of a spice on it. A little bit of a kick.
When I was growing up, it was like you moved up in nachos with Taco Bell. Like, when I was a kid, you got the plain like this.
Yeah.
Then you got like the Nacho Supreme.
Yeah.
And a little more. And then now you're as an adult, you get the Nachos Bel Grande or whatever.
Oh, Bel Grande. Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of the skating rink, you know?
Reminds me of a sporting event.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets the chips a little different for me.
I didn't go to Taco Bell much growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it was one of our staples.
We loved it.
It's like I like Taco Bell, but, you know, we were a burger and fries family.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why Taco Bell doesn't get more of my business. You can't eat it in the
you
car.
You love Taco Bell?
You can't eat it in the car very easily.
Yeah.
That's true.
I like going places and buying food so that I can have car food for the drive home. So somewhere where I can get, like, some nuggets and eat the nuggets on the way home before I eat my burger when I get home.
You want a road piece, as they would say.
Yeah.
There are some things at Taco Bell you can eat on the road if you're good enough at it, like a quesadilla and a burrito. But
maybe
like
a burrito.
Like the Crunchwrap Supreme, it's no good.
You can't.
Like a queso gordita, can't do it.
No.
No, anything in a crunchy shell, you can't do it.
Quesadilla is kind of hard too because you got to reach over kind of on your seat and be ripping.
And you kind of tear it
on the road,
pull it out of the bag. It's very difficult.
I was saying, if you're good at it, you can eat it, but I'm just saying.
All right, what's next? Chop her up.
Let's see what we got here.
Let's open something up. We have the list of
everything. Yeah, I have the list right here. We have we did chips and cheese. That looks like some type of is that a melt?
It's a potato. Something.
Okay, spicy potato soft taco.
That's this.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I'm not a big potato on a taco. I know it's a thing and people do it. Are you guys? I don't like
potatoes. I love it.
It sounds weird, but it's like carb on carb for me. It is. That's like too much carbs.
Okay.
It is.
Right up. I love potatoes on tacos and burritos. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
It's great. I'm a big fan of the cheesy potato Rito burrito thing.
See, I never get it.
I'm a big fan of that.
This is actually the first time ever I'll have something with tacos, or excuse me, with potatoes from Taco Bell.
They got good potatoes. No, oh, that lettuce.
Okay.
So what's that spicy sauce? Your Chipotle ranch?
And the stuff they put on this quesadilla?
Maybe.
Well, it's supposed to be a little spicy. It says spicy. Maybe a like
spicy.
A spicy Chipotle. It's not bad.
That's good. So I think everything on here is a dollar, right?
Yep, except this the chicken Chipotle melt. Hold on. That's $1.29.
Okay.
Believe it or not, you know what the most expensive thing was?
What?
Really? Chips and cheese were $1.79.
That's like
really?
Yeah.
That's barely a value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for that.
Yeah.
No.
Put some ground beef on them or something.
Mm-hmm. That potato thing was pretty good. I like that.
All right.
Very simple.
Well, let's see what this is. And we have all the sauces as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want a sauce with something.
You know,
Taco
never,
Bell sauces.
I think I've only had the mild sauce.
Really?
I purchased Taco Bell sauce from the grocery store.
Me too. When they started doing that, heck yeah, man. Is that just a cheese roll-up?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's
I'm going to need some roll-up. Sauce.
Yeah! I'm going to go straight for the Diablo sauce.
Are you?
Yeah.
I love fire sauce. Yeah. Right below Diablo. Fire sauce has a great taste to me, too. can't. I think we know how this goes. Yeah.
You put some hot down.
Is that a little Monterey Jack cheddar mix, I believe?
Is it?
The cheese roll-up has to be the most profit for them. What is it? This is a dollar. Probably cost 3 cents to make.
Max. Yeah, that's the cheese roll-up.
Mm-hmm. Know who loves this?
Kids.
Kids. This is a... This is a kid's... Let me get three of those. That's their lunch. Here. We're back on the road.
I used to eat these growing up. Like, I'd make them at home.
Yeah.
Still do that. Still do it.
Yeah. Nothing wrong.
That Diablo sauce is hot, boy.
Oh, is that what you're doing the face for? Yeah. I was like, do you not like the cheese
no,
roll
No, the
up?
Cheese roll-up is great.
I figured cheese sauce. In a tortilla.
Yeah, Diablo sauce is kind of hot.
For you.
I never had it before.
I like your face.
I think I just ruined my day.
Of all the people on the show, too.
Yeah.
This guy hates hot stuff.
Yeah, you're the one that loves it, too. All right.
We'll give your mouth a second to cool off. We'll give a shout-out to today's episode sponsor, the Berry Patch.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be nice to cool off with some of their homemade ice cream.
That would be helping me out a lot right now.
And the heat is here. Mm-hmm. It is coming.
The heat is here, so enjoy their ice cream. But the summer's here, which means it's fresh produce season, too, at the Berry Patch. So buy and get your fresh produce. The last time I was down that way, right off of 220 at the world's largest strawberry, got me some apple butter, boys.
Oh, really?
Nothing like a little apple butter and toast on a Saturday morning. Start your weekend off the right way.
I like that.
That sounds hot.
Check them out on Facebook, their website, worldslargeststrawberry.com, the Berry Patch. Thanks for being a sponsor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Berry Patch.
I'll be heading down that way shortly. Maybe I'll swing by.
This is another potato.
So they screwed us.
Yeah.
I'm looking right in the camera at you, Taco Bell.
I mean, am I wrong?
That's the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing we just had. So we'll wait.
Wait.
I cut the thing up, boy.
Okay.
We'll try it again.
I skipped lunch today.
Yeah. See if anything's changed.
Now we get to play. What did they leave off?
Yeah. Probably like the Chipotle chicken melt, the best thing on there.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't see a Chipotle chicken melt.
Go ahead, fellas.
I want that middle piece. Benign that.
I like that. I'll save it.
Give me a Scotcher Diablo. It. Where's the Diablo sauce you opened? I just want a little bit because you're extra.
He just called you a
bit. It's a little hot.
Oh, that's how I'm extra.
It tastes just as good as the first time I had it.
I was going to say, it tastes like I've had that before.
Yeah.
I got more sauce this time. That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Nice and spicy.
Actually, is that another cheese roll-up?
This actually got something on there.
All right, what do we got? Because I know what it says we're missing. Is that the Chipotle chicken?
I think this is the Chipotle.
That's the chicken one.
Golly.
So that's what we
got.
Yeah,
this is the Chipotle chicken thing.
Okay.
Here, chop it.
Go ahead and chop her up.
Will you pass me a fire sauce?
Gotcha.
Yeah, I purchased the mild sauce in the container in the bottle at the grocery store.
You do mild? I like the fire, man. Fire sauce is my jam. And I'll tell you, it must be getting more popular because it's getting harder to find.
They do
a Chipotle sauce in the grocery store, too.
Mm. I do the mild because I like just adding a little bit of the flavor. If I want some heat, I'll probably get like a hotter like salsa.
Yeah, to me, Taco Bell sauces have the best flavors.
They do.
Great flavor.
And it's crazy that they just started bottling them, too.
Mm-hmm.
The same with Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, I feel like that's something that should have happened a long time ago. So
that's good.
What else on the list? Because I feel like...
Okay. So we're either missing... I'll take a guess.
Yeah.
The beef burrito, which is just everything... So everything's a dollar except chips and cheese were $1.79.
Okay.
Too expensive. The Chipotle chicken melt is $1.29. Worth it.
Worth it. That was good.
Then we have a beef burrito.
That might be the beef burrito right there.
Let me tell you. Let me feel that. That's a toss-up.
That's without question the heaviest thing that they've given.
Yeah, because that's a beef burrito or one of my personal favorites. I love the cheesy bean and rice burrito. The sauce they put in the cheesy bean and rice burrito might be like one of those Chipotle. It's freaking awesome.
That might be what this is.
I love it. If you want to, let me tell you, for a buck, you want a cheap meal that's going to fill you up, get two cheesy bean and rice burritos, you're going to be good. Mm. I'm talking, that's like a dinner, because it is a heavy, heavy burrito.
Well, we'll know if there's rice in it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cheesy bean.
I'm actually fine missing the beef burrito. This, to me, is the best deal.
What's the difference in a Taco Bell beef burrito and a Taco Bell soft taco?
Probably, maybe...
Nothing.
Sour cream, and they even put...
Rolled up just a little bit.
Okay.
No, I think this is... No, this is bean, I think.
Yeah.
Pass me more fire sauce.
Where's your fire? Hold on.
So what...
Maybe we're out.
So what's on this now?
I'll take hot.
We've got rice, we've got beef.
Literally, rice, beef, cheese... Excuse me. Rice, bean, cheese... And then whatever sauce they use. But for a buck? Like I said, it's a heavy burrito.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was some thickness to that thing.
I normally
dripping.
Like having meat on it, but this is one that...
Mm.
You eat two of these, that's a meal. You're going to bed.
It's mm-hmm. vegan.
Mm-hmm. Well, not with the cheese. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
There we go.
Hello.
Gluten-free? Not with the cheese. No. No, that was a wrap.
Although, isn't Taco Bell known for having, like, the best vegan menu or something?
If you're a vegetarian or a vegan, or if you're on, like, super strict diets, one of the best places to go if you're going fast food is Taco Bell. Because, like, if you get, like, one of their crunchy tacos, it's a corn shell. So there's no flour. And they don't put sugar in most of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on like a no flour, no sugar diet, you can have crunchy tacos till the cows come home.
Oh.
Many, many moons ago, when my parents were sending me to a dietitian. That's right. Or excuse me, now called a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I was told to eat, like if I was out, was Taco Bell chicken tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't that bad for you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they had their, for a while, that Fresca.
Oh, the Fresca menu, Frescata menu, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, everything was. I think the pandemic changed a lot for Taco Bell because they got rid of,
a lot of
all-time greatest.
Mexican pizza.
Mexican pizza, man. Oh.
I love that thing.
I get it. No tomatoes, extra that sauce, and then I cover it in fire sauce. And it was,
Some good stuff.
Did you ever have one, BB Shay?
No. Never had one.
Mexican pizza.
Really missed out on that.
Never had one.
If they ever bring it back as like a one-off, you gotta have it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's great.
Like I said, I don't go to Taco Bell much, honestly.
And I will say, I've ordered a Mexican pizza before at a Mexican restaurant. Terrible.
Mm-mm. Taco Bell has that down to a science. Why that was the one they got rid of? I think they just wanted to hurt us.
I like the pain, but not that much.
You thought 2020 couldn't get worse. They took the Mexican pizza away.
That and a Subway taking away your roast beef.
It's been a bad year for some of my favorite things. And how dare Subway still call it the club?
It's not.
No.
It's not the club.
It's not the club.
Well,
yeah.
So what's your favorite?
You know that bean and rice was not that bad. I would order that again. Like with some mild sauce on it, that was really good.
Cheesy bean and rice burrito is going to be my favorite. And like I said, because I've had that really, I'm saying some broke down days where I'm like scraping up quarters. And I'm like, but I can get two cheesy bean and rice burritos and be a meal. And the biggest rip of all, I'm sorry, was the nacho cheese and chips for $1.70.
Oh yeah, that's
get out of here.
Not a great deal.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Go to a regular Mexican restaurant and eat it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chicken chipotle flatbread, whatever that was. That was the best.
That cheesy roll up hit different though. It did.
Special, well, it hit you different because of the spice.
Spiced it out of the charts.
It looked it. Started sweating.
Good Lord.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, that's it.
Taco Bell.
That's it for us. Taco Bell and the value menu. Do you guys want to give away Marco's pizza, I guess?
Yeah. Favorite Taco Bell sauce? Favorite Taco Bell?
Ooh, I like that.
Instead of doing menu item, let's do sauce.
Yeah.
Comment your favorite Taco Bell sauce on our Facebook page, and we'll pick one of you to give away a free Marco's pizza, too.
Gotcha.
Taco Bell took away breakfast. Their breakfast
is
pretty
good,
too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. Taco Bell, you hurt me.
What are you doing?
You hurt me, Taco Bell.
Yo quiero.
You hurt
Taco
me.
Bell. Taco Bell.
That's it for us, the Big Foodies. Thanks to Marco's and the Berry Patch for sponsoring this episode.
Make sure you follow us on all of our Instagram, Facebook, socials. Subscribe on YouTube. Listen to us on all your podcasting platforms. Check out our website, bigfoodiespod.com.
We have a website?
We got a website.
Yeah. All right. I've never been.
Neither have I.